So the Pisachet Shuva Tzadi test, hope you have it, all have it, quotes a Noda B'Yehuda. A Din Chadosh, and well, let me so far, you got to look inside, because this is very important. If you don't have one, look with a neighbor or on your computer. Tzadi test. 99. Okay? This is going to be very important, because it's going to lead to a whole, that's why I had to get the Maramah Kalmas today, because one thing leads to another. I just couldn't wait any longer. The two, they are intertwined. Say the Pisachet Shuva like this. Din Chadosh. It says over here, it says in Bava Metziach of Zayin and Beis, Rashi says, Simonim Derabonon, which we saw in Yevamos, if you recall, according to this, to refresh your memories, the Gemara in Masechta Yevamos discusses this issue as well. Different Lishonos that we have. What is Simonim Doraisa, Simonim Derabonon? Yesterday we focused on Chashin and L'sheela as a result of which way you held in that inyan. But here, that's in the Gemara Kuf Chof Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis. But in Bava Metzia, there's a question which is unresolved: a Simana Doraisa, a Simana Derabbanan. Says Rashi, Simana Derabbanan. Lo Samchinen Alayo Beishesish Tavisa Doraisa Ayin Shah Mashma Tavisa Derabbanan Af Isimana Derabbanan Shapin Nucha Lismoch B'Derabbanan. Rabbi, say you with me, Klar? So the Behuda is saying that the Mashmos of Rashi is the only reason that one Bandamas is Simon the Rabbanan, you don't rely on it, because they're dealing with each of the rice of Ishish. If you knock it down to a Rabbanan somehow or other, then the Simon should certainly work. V.M. Cain, here's leading it to the next sug. Me Shanafel Lamayim Sha'ain Lahem Sof Vishok and Eshetetse Nasha. Now what's it in? Someone fell into Mayim Sha'ain Lahem Sof. That's what I asked you to see. And today's Maramah comes. It's the Mishnah Kufchof Aleph Amad Aleph. Let's read together. Nafal Amayim Bein Sheyesh Lem Sof Bein Sheyen Lem Sof Ishto Asura. Amar Rav Meir Maisa B'yechad Shenafal Lebor Godol V'ola Le'yachad Shlosh Yomim. Amar Rav Yossi Maisa B'yechad Shenafal Lebor Maisa B'sumah Shor Lippa B'mara V'yod Mosh Chalachov V'shogah Shetetze Navsham V'yisiyos Nishoseim. So the Gemara comes to a conclusion that what? Mayim she'ein lem sof, in fact, you may not remarry. Mayim she'yesh lem sof, you may remarry. Good. Now, if Mayim she'ein lem sof, the Gemara says on the same daf, Kuf Chaf Aleph and Aleph, that's l'chatchila. But Ibn says, lo teitze. So what's the lumdus over here? What's the lumdus over here? So the answer is, most people presumably died. They just drowned in the sea. But the Gemara, if you saw the sugya, I don't know if you saw these amazing cases where people survived despite having drowned in the ocean, and therefore said, then the Rabbanan said, we don't allow you to remarry. If you remarry, you know, lo teitze. Says the Noda B'Yehuda, if somebody fell into Mayim Sheyen Lemsof, to Akhumet the Rabbanan, im hu ala hakach, then they found the body. Shapri Yechom Lismoch Shuma. Why? The whole chesaron is that Siman was the Rabbanon, and it cannot work to be matter of the right of Eshes Ish. No! Here, even if there be no Simanim at all, there's no Issa Daraisa. Because with Daraisa, your father already drowned. It's only a Chumah with the Rabbanon. With respect to the Chumah the Rabbanon, we should certainly be able to rely on Simanim, because Rashi said, only if you don't rely on Simanim, that's the chiddush of the Noda B'Yehuda. Says Noda B'Yehuda, wait. Chutz misimonim gruim legamri. Everybody told you the last 2 days, both days I told you, that there are three levels of simonim. There's simonim gruim. What's that? Can go to Aruch v'gutz. He's tall, he's short. That's garnished. That proves nothing. Right? Then there's simonim emtsoim, which is a shayla rabosai. That's the Gemara shayla simonim derais to rabona. It's simonim of hakim, which certainly work, called the roll of post because it's the Raisa. The Raisa says it's the Rabbon and the Takon. Yes, sir.
That were Choshesh that you survived, that's Mir Hamatz, right?
We'll get to that. I'm purposely being coy. Uh-huh. I'm very careful not to answer your question right now.
I thought some Rishonim hold that that's the Raisa to be Choshesh.
Good question. Miut Hamotzi is a din d'oraisa in the sense you have to check for it, according to some poskim. But if you can't check, then everyone agrees you follow the rov. So that would not be fighting. V'kama malya hashmaitza letakonas agunus. Elashanu datenu k'tzara u'gedole hador yachriyu. The problem is, nobody knew who was the God of Hador. I mean, I don't know, maybe you look at the children, maybe he wrote it when he was a young man. But I don't remember the children. You know, you can only pass the buck for so long. Well, maybe he was a young man, you know. Everyone starts that young. Look for the date. Okay, I don't have it in front of me. No, you have it on your computer on Bar Ilan? If you got it now, you take a look. What's the date of the tshuva? Evan has itself Simon Chav. Look, find what year Simon Chav test was written. See how old the Novi was at the time. Right. That's in Simon Chav test. Then the Simon Mem Gimel. He says the same thing. And he brings a rai from the Rosh of the tshuva, who says, I feel we have a Simon and the Rabbanon, Samchin and Alayb. He said, the Rabbanon, before a Rosh. Fits it based upon the lashon we saw before from Rashi. Okay, says Rabbi Kiveger, this is so zeh. Im chashah, im legabe chashash drabonan mehani siman emtzoy tzorach ian tuva. Oh, it's not so sure that the Buddha is right. The ulai zel b'shoresh isa drabonan, such as the tshuva sarash. Did the whole list at the beginning of the drabon? Aval b'shoresh doraisa. Namely, Eishes Ish. V'chashash d'Rabbanan? Because it's Marashan himself? Yeshloma d'gora u'boi siman muvuk. And the raya from the Shenichos Gittin, Kuflamid Beis, and Shuvas Arosh, quoted by the Tur, Kuf Yuches. So the Kivega doesn't like the Not of Yehuda. Why? Because not all d'Rabbanans are created equal. He used the word shorish. We use the word ikar. Is it equal to Rabbanan or equal to Raisa? Kivega? It's kind of this God. It's equal to Raisa, we find many areas of Shas. Equal to Raisa, even though it's now the Rabbanan, is treated the Chumra. That's the Kivega's point. Okay. I'm skipping a little bit. Chacham Tzvi talks about it. Apparently, the Shoah held like not a Behuda. And Chacham Tzvi didn't like it. But the Ponemiris apparently accepted. And Shut Pnei Yoshua, my elder Zeta, that's the grandfather of the famous Pnei Yoshua on Shas. And therefore, he says, look, Udina Iko Lahokel, the Chacham Tzvi is Machmir, Roy Lahachmir, Al Kol Ponim Bechiai Gavna, Lahamdin Yud Beis Chodesh Yom HaTviya, Ad Shei Oved Zichro. It's our first appearance of this concept, which is not found anywhere in Shas. That if you wait a year and Ovad Zichro, that is an impact. It's on today's Maramah Kompis, but not in Shas. In the Rishon, you'll see it if you get it. Here's our first meeting with this fascinating concept. We'll get to this a little bit, Mitzvashem, time and time again. Now we're going a little bit further. So, says the Pischei Tshuva as follows. He's calling after the same of Maris at Sovos, I believe. Ulemaise nirani is daidi lasis kein pesher dova. Big fight. Don't have you on one side, Kivega on the other side. He's a gedoli oil of mamish. How do you make up sure? Look what he says. Bu. Dibamayim she'elahem sov v'chayotzi v'zeh. Dikaimlin behu in siflam adalid. Dibidiyavid lo teite. Mefurashi gemara kuf chafalv. Yesh lismoch asimon and benanim gam lin lechatchila. Why? Because none of you svara is a good svara. Worst case scenario, you made a mistake. No, but the evad lo teitze. Ula b'hadu that tnan behu yivamus kufchaf aman aleph. Ein meidin the af al pi sheimid rabbanan mikomakom hechmiru behu gam b'di evad shefilanisis teitze. As I said in a different context, not all the Rabbans are created equal, and some they pass in low teitzei, some they pass in teitzei, for whatever reasons. Yesh lahach mebehu, ulahatzrich simonim of hokam biyoser, kimo bishal Torah. In low, sheyesh od ezet sad lahokil. Vigamzeu chumra gedola b'mokam igan v'tzorachim. A compromise in this machlokes. Okay, Rabbi Osai, this is the Pesach Tshuva, Sivkoton, Sadi, Tes. Interesting, Rabbi Osai. I want to know, according to whom does this go? Let me tell you why. Because we mentioned briefly that the Beis Shmuel is right over here, right in front of you, Sivkoton Ayin. Sivkoton Ayin, Rabbi Osai, look in the Beis Shmuel. What happens, Rabbi Osai, with Simon Emsoi? Stop! No man on himself. Simon Emsoi, Mefurash Mechaber, that's no good. She shouldn't get married because it's a Simon Begufo, Simon Emsoi. Says the Beis Shmuel Ayin, we hear yesterday, you'll see it again today. Klolo, Simon Aruch Vagutz Vechayot Simazayim Simon Gruim. Lo Mahani Afila Betsiv Kamis, it was a garnished. And Nisim Simon Melo Tetzik, nothing. Visimonim Emsoim, Haim Nikorim Simon Mufokim, in some parlance. Vitaya Bazet, Im Simonim Doraisa, Mahani Simon Echelu, Simon Rabon, Lo Mahani Simon Elu, Ulamaskona is Fila Rabon, Simon de Rabon, Varif Varosh, Aviu Rakmaskona Zoo. Yet, Vimnises Visimonim Emsoim, Lo Tetze. Who said so? Rabbeinu Yerucham, Shemir Rama, and Dake Moshe. Oh, Wapa Chiddush. Oh, Wapa Chiddush. Why Lo Tetze? So, I guess the rationale may be, it's an unresolved Shaila. So, worst case scenario is Lo Tetze. So, I'm wondering, is this Pesachei Tshuva, the end of Sivkot and Sadites, going according to the Beis Shmuel? Or perhaps it's going to those who argue with the Beis Shmuel. Because if you hold up the Beis Shmuel, then even if it's the Rabbanan and Rabbosai, then it's not like Mayim Shem himself. And therefore, in and of itself, we might argue that Tetze, one might still argue that we should have a right to be making with a Simen Emsoi, because the Simen Emsoi itself, by itself, is Lo Tetze. I don't know if you're following me. The way I read the Pesachei Tshuva's Psharah, the Maharas HaTzovos, it all depends how bad it is. What's the worst case scenario? If the worst case scenario is Tetze, don't go there. If the worst case scenario is Lo Tetze, then we can afford to go there. So he's going to Lo Tetze based on the Maharas himself. I want to know, can you go to Lo Tetze based on the Beis Shmuel of Karnayin that Simon Emsoi is Lo Tetze? But maybe the Maharas HaTzovos is going to Chumah de Geshita, namely, against the Beis Shmuel. Who said so? Take a look, Rabbi Osai, in Sivkot Kuf, the very next Pesachei Tshuva.
The way the Pesachei Tshuva says, is it clear that he's not going to the Beis Shmuel?
That's what I think. I am Berhate, this is Kot Nayan Beis, Mashakot Sivashem, Beis Shmuel, Sivkot Nayan. Vim Nisiv Sivon Ramtsoyim, Lo Tetze. Ayin Maharas HaTzovos, the same author. Maharas HaTzovos wrote a humongous sefer all about Agunas. So the previous one he quoted it from Maharas HaTzovos, Sivkotin Peivov, and now he's calling Maharas HaTzovos, Sivkotin Sadi Gimel. Shechochech ma'od lahachmir bazeh dafilu nisis teitze. This proves my point. The only reason why the Maharas HaTzovos insists on dafka mayam shalem asof not another the Rabbanon, because that's the only thing you have to rely upon, a Lo Tetze. Because he also has Simon Emsoi is Tetze. If only the Beis Shmuel, Simon Emsoi is Lo Tetze ever, then we can argue, I think cogently, that any Rabbanon, even if it's not Mayim Shalem Asof, even if in and of itself would be Tetze, with Simon Emsoi, you can rely upon him. Kane Nira Li. Nara Bosai, Sif Koton Ayin Aleph in the Beis Shmuel. Again, to real Halacha L'maisek, momentarily. Aim eating all of it. Fine. Haradach posak. Beis Shmuel ayin alef. Impirate with simsim hamokom. The omar al aver ploni b'mokom ploni. Have a simen muvuk. Rabbosa, when we give a get, we send it along with the shliach. How are we really sure that the get we gave the shliach is the same exact get as we give it over to the woman 1,000 miles away? How do we do it? You know how we do it? Nekev Yesh Bitzad Os Plon. We make three different nekovim, three different holes, they're three different letters. We send an independent cover. We send to the bezin that's giving the get. There are going to be three dots next to it. So, what are the statistical chances of having three dots a dot on top of this letter here, a dot on the bottom of this letter there, dot, 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 dot. Guaranteed, right? So you see that even though it's if the combination of what it is and where it is can achieve the level of what we call Simon Muk. This is what is suggested over here in the Pesachet Shur. In the Beit Shmuel Sivkot 9 Aleph. Sorry. In period of Tzimtzim, Amalkav Amal, Eber, Ploni, Amalkav Ploni, Eber, Simon Muk. Uvetshuvas Marash Dam, the Tshuvas Masas Binyamin, Cholkan Aleph. They don't like the Radach. They think the Radach is incorrect. They think the Radach is incorrect. That's a machlokes. The Pesachet Tshuva in Sivkot and Kuf, what makes the comparison, which I did, which I told you before, to what we do in our, comes to our Gittin, Nekev Yesh, Betaros Plonis. Oh, let's see if I can find it. Oh, he says like this. The gam in the middle of Sivkot and Kuf. Al tzimtzum mokom ein lismoch. She ein zet tzimtzum ha-mo'il k'mo neka b'tzaros plonus. Gittin chof zayin base. In other words, in principle, they're the same. But ha'igin, neka b'tzaros plonus is so precise. There are hundreds of letters, and again, you pick the exact one, the exact hole is, and we actually use three holes. So it's impossible that you just locked in, you know, you figured out where to put it. It's one in a million. Okay, but it's hard to do that when it comes to he had a little birthmark on this side of his finger. It's hard to be so mitzamtzem to the same level of tzimtzum as you have by neka b'tzaros plonus. But in principle, if you could find a way to be mitzamtzem to such a degree, presumably it would work. If you take a look at both sides in Sivkot and Kuf Aleph, again in Pesachet Tshuva, he says, well, Enochim and Tamte and Mokav, etc. So, Benai Naim. He says, Im Om the Mishon Beis Shumas Humatsum Tsumot. So, if you have between the eyes, you would accept the idea of Tsimtsum. So, there's a Chasam Sof. So, we do accept, at least in principle. Okay. Now, as I mentioned yesterday, Sivkot and Ayin Beis, what is the Simon Muvuk? Ayin Shuvas Masas Binyamin, Haklalu Siman Muvuk Hushalo Yimsa Rak Echad Me Elef Vudava Zoru Muflog. Wow, very very rare. It's a rarity. It's so rare, one in a thousand. That's considered to be in the category of a Siman Muvuk. Kamzi Pesachet Tshuva in Sivkotan Kuf Gimel. Muvhokim v'yoser. Ech he quotes, Ech amin yalef. Then he quotes, Hodem atirai, they simen muvok kazesh nutsu Ech amin yalef. Dafka hecha shem mikodem nolad lono gamken sofik misa abala shalzu. Ish yoshev ishto v'loch l'schora al das lachzor meheir v'loch chozor v'loch nodo mekomo ayo. Avla mikodem lo hayo lono shum sofik misa abala. Never expect to come back right away. Oh, that's a small discussion, this, etc., etc., etc. Just giving examples. Gives you many other examples of these Simanim of Hakim, what we call the one in the thousands. Now we're starting to talk about DNA. Says the Ramo, Vafilu kuf simonim she'enam of Hakim, enam klum. Vafilu litzdarav nesha'umdanos ha'mukhichas enam klum. 100 simonim she'enim avokim won't combine. They're nothing. Big machlokas in the Beit Shmuel, Sivkot 9 Gimel. What does it mean? Shuvas Masas Ben Yamin, Kazam Hashem, Shuvas Maram Mizrahi, Dafka Simonim Gruim, Lo Mahani Yatziruf. We say the person was tall and was a certain blonde hair. And that's they're both Simon Gruim. Many people are tall, many people have blonde hair. It's a garnish, so you add them up together, still garnished. Garnish plus garnish equals garnish. Or I should say, Garua plus Garua equals Garua. Doesn't help. Avol Simonim Emtsoim, which we call the one by number, the rice. The idea Tziruf, Nasa Simon Mubik Bioser. That works. Whoa. That's a Chiddush Gadol. A Chiddush Gadol. You take Simonim Emtsoim, put them together. We have a right to rely upon it. Because it became, in effect, a simon move. Okay, let's take a look at Rabosai now. Pische Tshuva Kuvav and Kuvzayin talks about this very, very critical question. Okay, let's take a look. We'll start Kuvzayin and go back to Kuvav, just be a little bit easier. Einam Klum, because of the Ksaviyat of Rav Daniel. L'chora nira da'im adafka b'mufuzarim, as the Truma Sadesh says, she'beinani v'admoni. He was average height and a redhead. Uksuzosav taltalim, and he had long hair. That's like all garnished. It's a garnished. Garnished plus garnished plus garnished. Three garnished, so still makes garnished. Avle me'ever echad yesh kama shinuyim. Afal gav shekol shinuy l'chud simon geruhu. Yekomagon b'tstar from nasamuvim. The three Simon and Guruim in one Aver, Tloshchia Gimel Vadal Shinu Aver Echad. Elo Doladaiti and Afkamina Mikol Advarom Elu. V'ef Shal Hamsi Simon Bubik O Guru Mitoch Iyan Basechel O Mitoch Asefer. Elo Tzorach Livdok Ulachkar Achazeh Ba'Anosh. From Shchiach Tov Azeh Afili Yashin Agor Olo Mahani. From Ena Shriach Klal Afili Nakuda Ktana V'Simon. Atka. It all depends on the how common it is. Zeb mechuvah l'devei abeis meir. Sheveisi l'mala b'sivkot nakodim. That's how Kuv Zayin ends. So then obviously Kuv Zayin ends sending you back to Kuvav. That's why I did it in that order. Kuvav. Afilu Kuv Simonim. Quotes the Master Binyamin. Emtsoyim ha-mitztarf. The Bach. And others say no. Quote based on the Marai. It's a true Mas Adeshin. Okay. Was not a Behuda, Chasam Sofer, Marasat Sovos. Tzorachi in the Hokkabazet. Ain't love you see you all the Divrei Amasas Binyam, if you see also the Divrei Asafer. Who? Mem Sof Yud Sof? I'm not sure what that means. Shesovrim. Dimit Sarf and Simon and Sori, the Caleb and Simon and Sori, the Guf. No. Yeshachab and Sirif Simon of Shadavarma and Ephrodim, Yafshash is Chabu Kiyim Ali Derech Mikre. Then Shnei Simon of Beguf Echad. Then he says, if the Smuchim Zel is a Mamish, maybe everyone agrees it's considered Simon Mubak. On the Ephrodim is a Machlokus. Lamai says, depends upon Enei Hamora. The Mem Simon of Chashuv, Yimacha Kol Echad Bifnei Yatsma Korob Liyo Simon Mubak. Vizeh Vare the Chibush Shneim Gam Yachad Lo Yimot Tehafila Biyachad Mini Yelef Vechosh Simon Mubak Kuliyam. It's a sign of statistics. V'chein b'chol kayotzi b'zeh. Sh'yechibu ha'simonim b'geta simonim b'kshutav b'zeh or uflum. Ein l'dayim b'zeh. Elo ma she'enav rolls. The base mayor that he referred to earlier is exactly the same thing. He says, Achrei she'kvar hukla das kol ha'poski. She'esh simonim b'pokim b'yoseh. She'em v'aray d'var Torah. That's a little bit of an overstatement because the Rabbi said it's not a d'var Torah. Just works as takonis chazal. But okay. Most possible against the right. The Hishvish Hamas Binyamin Uve Beishmul Haklal Shlo Yimotze Echad Me Elif Imkein Hadov Masad Chach Me Ador Heim Yadunu Vim Ladat Le Mabes Simanim Shviyachab Yav Shlo Yimotze Echad Me Elif Av Shlo Echad Me An Ef Shlo Derech Em Tzor Laham Le Yimotze Yuchlu Lasad Mise Simov Li Yosef Zeh Hayosei Shakol Tolui Bo. All depends on how common it's going to be, the combination of these two simonim. So there's no official clothing. Narabosai, I'm opening up for the first time since the opening day Well, what was opening day? 2 weeks ago? Well, what's the first year? Isru Chag Shavuos? More than 2 weeks ago. Where are you holding it now? Oh, wow. Okay. Opening day, I brought in this sefer called the Kol Tzvi. I think I brought in one, all right? Right? I can't find it. I think one of the guys took it, and I can't find it. So maybe that was my copy. This is the Bismarck's copy. So if you see one of them around without a bargaining, it probably belongs to me. I'm not sure my name is in it. I want it back. Because if my name is in it, it's a Sibid Mubuk. Yeah, you have a question?
Yeah, is he already in the one Chag Yivineach also? When he says Kol Bal
Shehinu, I do not know. So I'm going to give you Rabosai to try to pull out the Kol Tzvi. And my letter to Rav Zalman Nechemi was dated Rosh Chodesh Tammuz Tov Shin Samach Beis. Keep that in mind. When was the event? You know the date?
A year before.
Chof Gimel Elul Tov Shin Samach Aleph. So already passed 9 months and a week. Right? Because start from Rosh Hashanah. Tkufas Tishrei and Tkufas Teves and Tkufas Nisa, now we start Tkufas Tammuz. 9 months. There's 9 months and a week later, I'm first writing the question. Oh, I didn't even notice it. Kavar Tisha Chadashim. Yeah, so miletom. I tell the first word in the letter. Garbu was achipus b'malchum abinyonim. They completed, took 9 months to go through the, look for the remains. On the Nimsu kimat esrim elef chelke gufos. 20,000 body parts. Sherubam lo mezuhim. At that point in time, most of them were not identified yet. Shebolkin b'ma'abodos. They're still checking in the labs. These are the facts. The northern tower was hit between the 93rd and 98th floor. According to the pictures, the plane knocked out all elevators and all the stairs. I quoted the New York Times from May 26th. They had the pictures. We know of no one who was saved from the 92nd floor and above. And therefore, I wrote over here, it seems to me that if the person we know for a fact was above the 92nd floor, as then it was called Nafan the Kivshanesh. Take a look over here. That was, again, today's Ma'amakomus. Kuf Chof Alef Mebeis, line 2. Tana Rabbanan. Nafan Lazal Kivshanesh. Me'idin Olav. You fall into a fiery furnace. Nebuch. The person is not alive. Nebuch. Okay? And then I go through various cases. I'm going to give you the first one. I'm not going to read you all of them because it's a little repetitive. First person worked on the 104th floor. If anyone knows the history of the 9/11, it was Cantor Fitzgerald. Was the name of a very... It's still, I think the firm still exists. It's a major... They trade in energy and futures and this... Are they?
Bonds.
They controlled, I think, 4 or 5 floors on the tip top of the World Trade Center. They were decimated. Whoever was there, nobody survived. Not one. Couldn't survive. Pahana was there. That's a big question. Was he there? If he was there at the moment of the crash, which was 8:46, he was unfortunately dead for sure. I had the following case. He left his wife at 7:30. He gave her a wake-up call at 8:20. At 8:50, she must have heard the news, this person Nebuch. She knew it. She called his telephone. She left a message. According to the phone records, this person checked his messages at 8:51, and he called his wife at 8:52. And his wife says that he told them we're trying to evacuate the building. No one knew. No one realized that there's no way to evacuate this building. Yeah. No one knew at the time. In addition, an email which was sent at 8:21 from his email address as a response when he got an email at 8:17. Problem is, we're not 100% sure that he can't send his email from some other place. You guys know, email could come from anywhere. The woman and her husband and her parents testify that there was shalom bayis. Why is that so important? I spoke about it in the previous year. This is the first case. Next case worked also. Next case also. Next. The first three cases all worked on the 103rd, 104th floor. With small, small differences. The fourth case, that's where we're on the case, is the Nebuch got on the plane in Boston. You know the history of this stuff? Got on the plane in Boston. The Wall Street Journal theorizes a month after October 11th, that this is the guy who fought. He was a soldier in Tzal. He tried to overcome these guys. He was the only one smaller on the plane. If he would have joined him, they would just, knock them all out. I don't know what would happen, but this wouldn't happen. But he was apparently killed by them. They outnumbered him 4-1. That's what seems to have happened. Okay. Then these are the. Just for the sake of completeness of the Northern Tower, the next one is my Talmud. When I cry, when I get to that, I start crying. He worked on the 96th floor, and his wife. We mixed up all the. We didn't even put the initials. We switched all the initials around, so no one should be able to guess who's who. I don't think it needs to do that, but they changed his initials around. But they didn't change the initial of his friend. His wife testified for his friend Harav Shin Vov. So I'll tell you, inside scoop. Shin Vov is Shlomo Weissman, who presently serves as the director of the Malav Abed. At that time, he was a lawyer, a close friend of my Talmud, or close friends. That. He brought the tape of her testimony. He left his house at 7:15. He always went to work. He never called. We were able to get his credit card. That this individual bought a MetroCard with his credit card. Okay, sleuthing. Bought a MetroCard with his credit card. We had someone, a Frumiyid, who works in the MTA, tell us on the phone that this MetroCard, we know it's his because he bought it with his credit card, was swiped on 42nd Street between 8:12 and 8:17 on that fateful morning. Perfect sense, right? Who lives in Teaneck? Anyone live in Teaneck or knows Teaneck? So he left his house at 7:15 in the morning, walked to the bus stop, took a bus to Port Authority, and then he swiped the MetroCard. You can only dream if you would have missed that one bus, or missed the train, mamish. We have these swipe cards from August, from the security downstairs in the World Trade Center. The ones in September were destroyed. We know exactly when he came every day, when he went to work in the Northern Tower, because he had to have a personal swipe card for security. That's true in many places today. You go to an office building in Manhattan. Right? Am I correct? You're a guest. You have a guest card. But if you work there, there's all swiping cards. Okay? But you also have, from the MTA, we know exactly when he swiped his MetroCard on 42nd Street for the whole month of August. And they were doing a comparative analysis. Found where we're going here? Turns out, he must have gone into the building between 8:32 and 8:40. On average, 8:34. Can you imagine? You're playing with minutes over here. The elevators came regularly. And they got to the 78th floor in less than 1 minute. That's how it works. Express to 78, then a local to the top. From there to the 96th floor, including waiting for that second elevator, average is 3 minutes. Therefore, by the time by 8:45, it's quite clear that if you follow this pattern, he arrived at his office on the 96th floor. Of course, the problem is that who said he went? Who said he went down? Then he went up down. To have a right to assume, based on what happened downtown, that he, every day, every other day, that he went downtown that day also. He went to work instead of going to, who knows what, he had a, I think 10 of you had to go shopping somewhere. So, Rabosai, that was, this is when I came to Eretz Yisrael, I remember, in January of that year, I was looking all over the place to find shuvas to try to be matter this Talmud of mine. At that point in time, we had no DNA whatsoever. None. None. Later on, Rabosai, we found DNA. We found DNA. So that's basically saved the day. So that's five cases that we dealt with. Let's chazer again, five cases in the northern town. At the end of the day, we found DNA in this last case, which previously had been the most difficult case of all. We didn't know it was in the building. The fourth case was on the plane. On the plane, it crashed in with a fire like there's no to talk about. Never. Probably burnt up instantaneously. There's nothing from him. There's no remains from that people in that. You know what I'm saying? They were burnt to the crisp. They were right in the middle of the fire. The first one we spoke about, we never found DNA. We know that he spoke, presumably, from his office. And the second and third case, which were very much like the first, so we found DNA from... Take that back. No. Second case, we also found no DNA. But it was a similar case. He called on his private line. Not on an email, a private line, internal line. This is better. His private phone line. At 8:50, someone called him and said he's going to try to get out of the building. So we know for 100% fact that he was in his desk at 8:50. And the 104th floor, no way he's out. The third case, they found at the end, they found not just DNA, they found all. Significant part of his body, the whole top of his body, and they used dental records, which is the most, before DNA was created, was discovered, dental records was the gold standard. And they found DNA also in this case, but later, but they have dental records.
Isn't it still considered better than DNA?
It seems to me it's much better. You can see with your own eyes. I mean, it's an x-ray, right? But you can see, they had the teeth, they had the x-ray from the dentist. Necker, Bitzad, Shane, Ploney, right? There's so many, your cavities, you ask any dentist, no two people's mouths are exactly the same. Impossible. In the whole globe. It can't be. So that's the North Tower. Once we're already honest, I'll just finish the South Tower, and then we'll go get to the DNA fight. The South Tower, I've always had a tremendous advantage. All we had to do was run away. They had notice. Because I told you the first tower was hit at 8:46, and the second tower was hit after 9 o'clock, shortly after 9:03. So it was 17 minutes to get down. That's enough time to evacuate the building, no matter where you were, if you acted promptly. Unfortunately, the people told them stay where you are. No one's blaming them. They no one knew what hit them. You know, generally speaking, stay where you are, the safest place. That was fatal if you stayed where you were in many cases. Anyway, one person would work on the 87th floor. Okay? In the 17 minutes between the two terrorist attacks, a certain person worked in the same office, spoke with her mother on the telephone, and said that this man is with her in the office. Mesil Lefitumo. That's the ultimate Mesil Lefitumo. She's talking to who's there, who's not there. Then they, this is critical for what we'll get to for yesterday, they identified him how? The pants, his wallet, personal credit card, license plate, his keys, and his car keys, and four other personal items. Does he have today's shear? No, nothing on his body. This is what we spoke about yesterday. Lo mushli inshi. You don't give out your driver's license to other people. You ever, I'm asking you, you give a driver's license? You do? Who gives the driver's license out to other people? You should do that. Personal credit card. It's pants. Okay, pants. You know, and they get the combination of all of it. You know, it had to be him. Okay, but that's a chiddush. That's yesterday's shiur. Next case. A guy worked in the 85th floor. And his company hired a private eye to find out what happened to those who were missing from that company. Eight people testified that they saw this man on the 85th floor. Everyone out! Get out! Get out! He called on his telephone between the two bombs and said he's okay and he'll call her back. And sure enough, that he received her phone, we have the phone records, at 8:54. 1 minute phone call. A firm person from that company says that this guy said, get down. And when he got down at 8:55, this fellow is still in his office. 8:55. Now, apparently, he was in his office even at 9:03. We know that for a fact. Problem is that one of the stairwells was still passable for a while. The second building, the southern building, it hit, I think, on the 78th floor, if I'm not mistaken. But one of the people, some people were saved. We were stuck. In any event, the medical examiner found a huge bone, which DNA. Okay, so far, everyone with me so far? I think our gut tells us that all these cases are going to be matter somehow or other. Then we don't exactly know how. Now comes the eighth and the most difficult case of all. Eighth case. A guy worked on the 86th floor. His wife came to Bezdin and said he left his house 6 o'clock in the morning. Somebody said he saw him go on the bus at 6:05. And get him. He saw him get off at the World Trade Center. Another friend says he spoke to him at 8:55 between the two bombs to see if he's leaving the building or not. He says, I'll try to find out what's going on. Now, he left his office, which was 86th floor, to the 78th floor. And somebody saw him on the 78th floor at the time between the two attacks. She went into the elevator to go down to the first floor, express, 78th down to 1. Shoo! At that very moment, she testified. This is a non-Jewish woman. Testifying that this person was speaking with the policeman who told him, stay here! Don't you go! The building is secure! Less than a minute after the time that this woman got to the first floor, boom! She thinks that her elevator was the last one to get to the ground before the plane hit the south building. Yes, 10 people were saved about when they went down one flight of stairs was still clear. However, we think that they were all saved because they were near that stairwell. So stairwell A. Which we know clear that this fellow was by the middle of the building, by the elevators. You have testimonies, right? Stand by the elevator door. He didn't get in. Listen to the cop. That's the hardest case of all. No DNA.
Still an hour before the building came down. Oh, they came down first, I'm sorry.
But it doesn't matter. The question was, where was he? If in theory, he could be in Bolivia now, this guy. In other words, he got to stairwell A. He maybe has $1 million debts or something like that. So he went, God, if everything is assumed he's going to be dead. So he got on a plane, went to Bolivia, and he's still there. I'm not saying he's there. I'm convinced that he's dead. But at least in theory, this guy, of the other seven, I don't see any way they could have survived. But this guy, in theory, yeah.
Said that the Jew can't start off the inquiry to the non-Jew, so I'm just curious how
they... Oh, so I have... Rabosai, let me give you my questions. My questions to Rezav and Nechemia divided into two parts. The first part, which I have here, 10 questions, was about credibility. Not about the proofs. Credibility. My first question. Psule Edus Daraisa Apostle. We spoke about this today the first week. Right? Pischei Tshuva, quotes a machlokas by Rosha de Eno de Chomos. Remember that? We had the Nebuke Yosef with the Minchas Chinuch. Who's right? I guess it was. Who's right? Many of the people who are saying testimony here are individuals of Psule Edus Daraisa. Number two. Michal Shabbos Mefaresi Mekofa B'Torah. Some say he's treated like a goy. Worse than Stamanon from individual. Rosh Hashanah L'chomes. Some say if he's a moral person, you believe him anyway. I mean, we learned all these things 2 weeks ago. I'm just giving over how this came Lamai Halokha Lamai in this case. Three. Tinuk Shenishba. Spoke about that. Maybe he's believed, maybe he's not believed. Four. Choshen al arayas, machlokes the pischei tshuva, and the Orach Hashulchan. I told you, even if he does yichud, but this guy never heard of Yisrael yichud. He never heard of Yisrael chibuk v'nishuk. Right, but they didn't do anything more than that. Is he considered choshen al arayas? But there's a much more chumah because maybe he wants to say she's dead. He's dead, so he can go marry this. You know, we spoke about all these things. Five. The poskim say. We have a right to rely on certain leniencies of Edim Sulim. If it's Yochol is Bara Bavada, do we consider this case, these cases that way? Because you can check out the DNA. Six, the Maram Shik, who was Machmir, is Modeh. If there are other Umdenis, Yotzim Mecheskes Eshesish, do we pass in this way? As a mere fact that he's missing. And he wrote in the Twin Towers, included in that category of Umdunus. Seven, Goyim. We saw at length that if the government writes official statement that he's dead, Uma no Maranafshi, not going to lie. And he has credibility. Do we pass in this way? And as a medical examiner and insurance professional, of, or an airline professional, or a telephone professional, or they believe, because we're long on these things, you know, they're giving us their materials. Eight, the Ramah, we saw this, Sif Tezvav, Chipsu Be'ir Acha Yehudi, V'yotza Kol, U'bo'aku Mesir Levitumo Shemes, Ne'mon, because he didn't ask for this guy, the whole city's looking for these people. What about the mayor? The mayor was first Giuliani, then Bloomberg. The mayor, or the company head, they're looking for bodies, and they want it for closure purposes. And the guy speaks, is that considered to be mayor? He speaks to an insurance company. Somebody say, Lefi Tumo. Nine. The Ramah says, this is your question. If you ask a guy, and he talks, if a guy asks him, he's considered Mesir Lefi Tumo. Do we pass him this way? What if he first said it to the guy, then he says it to the Jew. Should we say all depends upon the beginning? And we saw that. If it's specifically at the beginning, it's all, otherwise not. And if the government, or the mayor, or the insurance company say, everyone come. Everybody should come. Is that considered to be good, even though at the end of the day, he's only testifying about a particular Jew? And finally, telephone. you lie on the telephone, what's called Tvias Ayin the Kola. Right? Because all these guys, he spoke to me. I know he spoke to me. I heard his voice. You sure it's his voice? Maybe somebody else. In Shas, Chun Tzareh, the discussion of Tvias Ayin the Kola. It's the tenth and final question. And also the eighth is we're going to telephone. Okay, Rabbi Osai, these are the questions. Let's go back to the first half of our Limud. First week and a half or so. Yes?
Presumably.
Then
you have to find the reason why
he wouldn't lie. Yeah, presumably he wouldn't lie. Okay, let's not get the following. Question one, the most important question. Do we rely on DNA as a simon muk? About psychoanalytic statistics, no two people in the world, except maybe identical twins, have identical DNA. No, nobody. Do we rely on DNA or not? That's the first line in my first question of seven questions of proofs. But then, I wrote at the end a postscript all about DNA. All my problems with DNA. I'll read it to you. DNA, if you know the science, anybody, any bio majors or pre-meds or anything? Yeah, you know the DNA? So what I have written down over here, they compare 13 different sites on the gene, I guess, on the string of genes. I don't know how it works exactly. And so I wanted to know, maybe this goes back to our Rama. There are 13 different simonim gruim. It's only the combination thereof which is makes everybody unique. So the question then, maybe not. We restored Pischei Tshuva Kuf Zayin, that if you find all many simonim in one place, we can be maker. Not if it's spread out. Maybe here it's in one cell. That's question number one. Should we treat DNA as 13 different simonim gruim, or as one big simonim muvuk? Question two. You can't see DNA with your eyes. You require a special laboratory. And you play with it. And you change it with lasers, all kinds of things. Anyone ever know anything about this? How it works? Anyone know about how it works? No. A little bit?
Yeah.
I'll give you. You can. I will tell you. Yeshurun came out. Yeshurun is a comes out in Eretz Yisrael, and here in the piece Chelek Yud Beis, they have in their halachic section about DNA, Hakdomas Dvarim Bechloli HaSimonim, and DNA. They have six pages all about DNA. Fascinating. Written by a Rav and some expert in the field. The Rav is from Lakewood. The expert in the field, I don't know where he's from. I'm not going to read it to you because I don't fully understand it myself. Although I was taught this when I was involved with these Agunas. They explained it to me in the medical examiner's office and other places. So, aside from Simonim, it's a whole kundris all about DNA. Restrictive, I'm doing it in English. Restrictive enzymes, polymerase chain reaction. I don't know what these words really mean, but those are the words that I'm... Double helix, nucleotide. Those are the four big words that I found in English. Base pairs. Does it all make sense to you? Okay, so you'll explain to the chevra later what it means. So this apparently is, written based upon experts. The question becomes, yeah.
Is it came out before 9/11?
No, not at all. Nissan Tovshin Samach Gimel became 2003, a year and a half after 9/11. By the way, in the previous one, Yishuv 11, there's also a lot about the World Trade Center, but that's a little bit different than what we're focusing on right now. So, if you want to read it up, you can read it up here. Okay, I'm not going to go into the science of it, but anyone's interested, it's a fascinating read. If you know about it, I'll give it to you after Shir. You'll tell me if it's right or wrong. All right, you'll tell me.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you. You'll tell me if it's right or wrong. I can't comment.
I mean, I think it's right. I'm saying, like, the Hebrew, the English have it written up in English also, I think.
What I wrote and what Rabbi Zalman Nechemi wrote back to me, Rabbi Vadi wrote, those are all written up in Rabbi Broyd, had him translated and put it out at the 10th anniversary. I'm not sure if this of Yeshurun was translated to English. This is written by Choshev Arav and Rabbi Gersten from Lakewood. I met him. You know where I met him? In the medical examiner's office. When we were going, we invited him to come too. We were dealing with 8 cases, they were dealing with 1 case. And then the whole, if you look, and they have a whole, in volume 11 of Yeshurun, they have the whole 1 case. Went to Rabbi Yashiv and all the Rabbanim, the matter that 1 case. We dealt with 8 cases. The Bells of Dying dealt with 1 case. I'm not sure. There's one other case. Rabbi Riesler might have better than me. The Bells of Dying, about 10, or maybe a little more than that, that we dealt with here in this issue. Good. So my second question is, the DNA, you can't see it at all. It's all with lasers and microscopes. Should we view scientific knowledge as absolute knowledge or not? And my concern is, I put this in writing, maybe we have to worry about Mamzerus. If we rely on DNA, you get Mamzerus cases. You understand what I'm talking about? Because he's not the father, the husband's not the father. And the father's a Jewish man, it could be a disaster. So, sure enough, in this Yeshua, at the end of my Vosna says, we don't rely on DNA completely, because if we do it, I'm a Mamzerus. It's only a combination with other factors. That's what's going on here again in this Yud base. Next, it's all based on statistics. They apparently, at that point in time, had tested 1 million people in the world without finding one identical match, except for identical twins. Maybe they'll check more people, they'll find out there are identical people. Number 5, maybe there was a mistake in the lab. We looked, we didn't see any, but... Number 6. Maybe there's somebody under the globe who has the same DNA, and that person got lost. 7. The 7 is the most important of the questions. You get a little... In some cases, you get only a little tiny piece of bone. Maybe... Yes, this person was there. Yes, this bone belongs to him. But he survived, he ran away. It was the case. He was embarrassed. He got wounded. He ran away. If you find a big bone that you can't survive without, it's called Neshama, Evesha Neshama Tluyabo. Obviously, he's dead. A little tiny bit. The truth is, one of the cases that we dealt with, he was above the attack in the northern buildings. He's dead. We know for sure he's dead. But maybe he left and went downstairs before the pigua, and he got wounded and ran away. But from the way the bone was taken out, it wasn't taken out with an operation. Obviously, it was through a trauma, and you can't survive, the doctor said, without medical care. He didn't go to any local hospitals. He must be dead. That's how I ended my shout. Rabbi Moshe, everyone with me? Everyone on my that's my shout. I did not yet get to all the other details of the proofs which go beyond DNA. So we're going to go slowly. We'll come back to a little bit later on. So Rabbi Zalman Nechemi writes back to me, a chiddush nifla v'nora ad ma'ot. Nifla v'nora ad ma'ot. He writes to me, you can look it up later on, it's on page 26 and 7. What's the difference, Rabbi Osai, between simonim and tviyasayim? What's a simon? Guy's a hole in his tooth, has a wound in his head, is it a hole in the get? Simonim. Explain to the Talmud Nechemia. Ein ha'odam makish ha'nekev kazeh ba'oso godol ba'oso tzura ho'yo beget kodem. He didn't know that. He knows it's a hole. He knows it's a wound. Doesn't know exactly how big it is. Tviyasayim, you know exactly in your head, exactly where it is, how big it is, what shape it has. How do you know? Because people can draw pictures. Anyone have any talent over here in drawing? Nobody in the room? You draw a picture of somebody, and everyone will know whose picture you drew. Even if it's semi-caricature, but everyone knows exactly you're drawing. How's that possible? How's it possible? He explains, Afilu Mishana Mitzak Karikatura Gamakirin. He has a kishrin to know exactly how long his nose is. And everyone knows how exactly B'diuk Nimrat, how long his nose is. And how long between the eyes. We don't have the power we don't have the ability to put it on paper. But in his head, it's there. That's what's called Tvius Ayin. Says the Mizam Nechemiah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Chazal say, said, Pirtzufeyem Ein Doma Zulazu. No two faces are exactly alike. That's what's called Tvius Ayin. So too, your teeth records, dental records, your fingerprints, and your DNA. All these things are unique to you and to you only. Says the Mizam Nechemiah, these are not called Simanim. This is called Tvius Ayin, and he waxes eloquent. Pirts of Adam Shagadlusa Shalakadosh Baruch Osa Shaloya Domo Lasheni. The face, Cain Gam DNA, and the fingerprints, and the dental records don't come from Hashem; they come from the dentist. I mean, it's for the same thing. Yes.
When we say that there's Tvius Ayin, like in his brain, is that Tvius Ayin or is he Karam?
Well, it means that you understand that a person looks at. You know somebody, you say, oh, I know who that is. I can't explain to you. How do I know you were you? You sat there yesterday. I know you. I saw you. You see every day you come in. I don't measure your nose. I don't measure your eyes. I don't measure your, I can't measure the face. I know the face. That's what's called Tvius Ayin. Because Amnachem is Mechadesh, that it applies to anything which is unique. If you're unique on the face of the globe, that's called DNA. Not everyone agrees to Amnachem. As a matter of fact, in Yeshurun 12, there was a critique. First of all, this Rabbi Gersten, on page Tuf Peivov, quotes a Mrs. Zalman with a different definition. Mrs. Zalman wrote somewhere in episode Kovitz like this: Tvius Ayin is different than Simon, because a Simon is a proof that it's in. Proof. It has a hole. It has this. It's a proof. Tvius Ayin, who birur hechleiti below shum suffik. It's not a proof. That you were you. I need a proof. I recognize you. Yo, I'll give you an example. I look at you. You were you. Is it simonim? Because is this simon here and this simon here? No! It's 1,000%. I know you are. Tvius Ayin is hakoras etzen adover. She'yev she'bishimofen, she's damned kazeh. Ah. But that last line of Zalman Nechemiah says, he means like me. Because even though I can't see the DNA or the dental records or the fingerprints, but this is here. She'yev she'bishimofen, she's damned kazeh. But Rabbi Gersten understood, Rabbi Zalman, no. You have to be able to see it with your own eyes and recognize it. Nothing to do with Simon. This is page Tuf Peivov. Later on, Rabbi Osai, on page Tuf Sadi Dalet Tehei, he says DNA is based upon statistics, and statistics don't always work. He's not so excited about DNA Bechlal. Rabbi Zalman Nechemiah writes back to him on page Tuf Kuf Chav. This time, if you want to look it up, Tuf Kuf Chav Hei and Vav. No, that's what he writes to Rabbi Zalman Nechemiah. Rabbi Gersten, he says, you know, I think this is only statistics. You can't prove statistics, and after all, it's not a Tvius Ayin according to Mr. Zalman, etc. Okay, he writes back to him. If you want to look it up, it's on page Tuf Kuf Lamed through Lamed Beis. He says like this: Wait a minute. This is Tvius Ayin. This is Tvius Ayin. Is what it means? Rabbi Zalman, you need Sivanim proofs as opposed to Tvius Ayin. Zeh gufo lama zeh chochol zeh akara v'idei b'yatza. Must be, because Simon can be many like it, Tvius Ayin is more meduyuk. I will say, looking at your face, yo, I know you. but DNA is only in the lab, what's the difference? Manaf Kamina, but Rias Ayin, Rias Sechel. This is what he says. This is what he says. And he gives many riots to this point. There's a big fight between the Gedolim on what on this issue. I'm a Reb Zalman Nechemya fan. We're going to assume that DNA is an absolutely valid Siman or even Tviya Sayin, which is better than Siman. Narab Osayah, let's open up the Shulchan Aruch after this little detour to the World Trade Center issues. Open up, please, the Sif Chav Tes in the Shulchan Aruch. I will say Sif Chav Tes. Sif Chav Tes. This is starting today's Ma'ar Makaros. Sif Chav Tes. Yeah. He's not even sure, because maybe it's. Oh, by the way, I want to add, and the Ma'ar Makaros, those who have in front of you, Sif Lamed Vav, add please Ube Shmuel Shah. It wasn't written down by mistake. That's, the rest is good, just the very last line. Ube Shmuel Shah. He owes it statistics. You can't rely on statistics. That's what he's suggesting. He's not saying for sure. He's only arguing the point. He's not saying it for sure. Maybe. The fact book. Rabbi says, Sif Chav Tes. Ein me'idim al odem shameis elak shera'u shameis vadai. V'yein bo safe. Ketzad. Ra'u shenofel legov arayos in the meirim v'chayotze behem. Ein me'idim olav. That's the Gemara over here, Rabbi Osai. Kuf, Chaf, Aleph, Amud, Aleph. Gemara talks about this idea. You just don't know. You just don't know. You can't prove anything. You can't prove it. What happens? Maybe he was in, we'll call it the lion's den, but somehow or other, you know, somehow or other, they didn't eat him up. Why not? Shem alohoyu re'evim v'lo achlu. They weren't hungry. Mechaber says so. They weren't hungry. They didn't eat him up. It's possible. It's possible, Rabbi Osai. I mean, it's not likely. But anything's possible. It's possible. Once it's possible, it's possible. Oh. Now, Beis Shmuel. See the Beis Shmuel? Shem lo yireivim. Aval ein omrim shem anasa lo neis kidoniel. Dein maskirin maisei nisim. Rabosai. Take a look at the last two lines of Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbana, Nafal Ago Arayas Ein Meidin Olav. You can't testify. Okay, I'm skipping to the next Amud. Tana Rabbana. Next Amud it says, a story, a guy fell into a pit. Tana Amud Rameh, Ein Maskirin Maisei Nisim. We're not discussing Nisim. Nisim are off the charts. Nisim, Nisim didn't happen. We don't. It doesn't come into the conversation. Okay, Rabbi Osai, why is this relevant? Udalo kai Rishalmi. Take a look at the toast. The toast over here at Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Ein maskirin maisa Nisim. Says toast is as follows. Teimel. V'kom aliyel nafal agol v'arayis emid in olav. V'chein mayin shein l'msof. No. He found a piece of wood and he clings to it. That's what we just saw. Choshen Shemanas lo neske chananya mishol vazaryo. Rotzaloma shenafel be'esh u'baruch lo min ha'esh b'sheminyin. Rab Meir cholek abraisa d'liel. This is coming from Tanoim. Because we learned Nafman Zakim Shanaesh is Meir Nalav. So presumably, Rav Meir tells you, you have to worry about Meisen Nissen. That's what Tosfos says in the name of Yerushalm. Back to the Beis Shmuel. Loki Yerushalm. Because of Nafman Zakim Shanaesh, Meir Nalav, Shem Nasl Neskid Daniel. We don't hold that. We don't pass that way. Uvabach kosav the Gemara di dan marbi open shalos shayach neis. What does that mean? Hashem can make a neis whenever he wants. We don't shayach neis. Uveshnishpal uveshenofal lemakom amuk. The adati eich lo shayach neis bechol makom. What's that? What? You don't believe in Hashem? What? That's a shalach. The Bach didn't believe in God. What means no shayach neis? What's going on over here? I mean the oh, I'm sorry. By mistake, I was reading the Chagas Mechalkek. Oops. My mistake. No wonder you look at me funny. By mistake, I read the Chagas Mechalkek Sivkaten Nunvav. Oops. Whoops. Okay. That was interesting anyway. But I read the wrong Maravaka. Not a Beis Shmuel. I'm sorry. My significant apology. I made a mistake. Here we are on the other side of the page. Sivkaten Tzadi Aleph. Kigov Arayas Rochavu. Fine. I will ain't over Moshe Nas Neskin Daniel. Kim Shem Nas Kesha Ajar. And Shem Betoises. Period. Okay. And the Chalkas Mechokek elaborate upon that point. Fine. Vafilu Yom Lo Nimtza Shem Shum Adam. We check at the lines then. No human being is there. I mean, and Shem Yotel Chodak. He get out. Ran away. Umidivri Abach Nishma. Dimnimsu Shom Atzavos. We find a skeleton. Amrina de Ochlu also. Nebuch. We attribute the skeleton to be this. Reuben fell into the lion's den. And we come in as no, we just see a bunch of bones from the skeleton. Two and two is four. The lion ate him up and they left the bones. Chenanafala Eish. Fiyochel Otis Misham. Dimnimsu Shom Atzavos. I'm in the Nisraf. Doesn't sound like the Bach is wrong. Wrong. What happened, Rabbi Osai, in Sif Lamed Beis? Let's take a look. How does Sif Lamed Beis disprove what the Bach is saying? Sif Lamed Beis, what does it say there? Quotes a Mishnah. Rahu Shanafal Yam Akilatabamai Fiyamagoro Aminalov Shemes Shema Yotzami Mokomacher. Fine. From Nafulamai Mukunos and go borrow Mara Shaman Bior calls you of a shock and they take the napshot, it's my shiesh himself. For the all the media of Shemes Messina Zishta, fine. Khen Kashru Biraglo Shall Shalu Alayam Lola Biodama Biraglo. Oh. You tie him up and only his leg surfaces. Merakuva Lamala. Above the knees, so you can't survive if you're missing that part. Masinus ishto liach ayud beis chodesh shetrei for enocha ayud beis chodesh. So if he's amputated above the knee, apparently at least a surgical amputation may be different. Poskim say, but just through an accident, he can't live for a year. Once he passes, the wife may remarry. The guy drowned, and you cast the net, pull up a leg, a whole leg, even merakuva lamala, belongs to somebody else. So the Beis Shmuel says to ride against the Bach. Right. It's a rye against the Bach. Right? It's a rye against the Bach. Maybe someone else's bones. Same as someone else's leg. How do you answer this question? How do you answer this question? It's a good question. Let's take a look at our bones in the Pisrei Tshuva here. Sivkotten Kuf Chof Ches. Rabosai, we're going to try to read this. We don't have too much time left. We'll try to, if we can, at least get through this, and then if we have time, a little bit for. Well, let's just finish the that. Kuf Chavches. Ayin Beis Shmuel Sivkon Tzadayal Shevi B'Shem Abach. Dimnimsu Achakach Atzamos. Aminon, Hainu Haidanaf, Lochashina Liacher, Ulai Nafosham, Beshmul Kosavalov, Shane Rabbachrok, and the Sif Lamed Bay, the Mashmake. He quotes over here at the Bach is right. No kashim Sif Lamed Bay. Why? The Shamikri Shayoros Mitsuyus, the Kama Anoshim Tavu Bayam, Mashakin Hafa. Here, people don't get thrown into lion's dens. And he goes further. And he quotes the case of Dav Kuf Tezvav and the Ramah, Rabbi Yerucham, that are quoted by the Bishmul. He's called Makom Sakana. Shead Inon Shebala Holoch Lamakom Sakana. Sheruba Namiso. Flohoya Shamacher. Venim to Mace Sham. Talinon Shezehu Shirahu Beosa Makom. Exception is Milvad Shenafal Liyam Velu Vemakirin also Chayshinan Shema Achiru Diyodua Sheish Harbe Nidborim Biyam Af Mikodem Shenit Bazet. Look at this, unbelievable. Only in the sea. Been many accidents in the sea over the years. But other than that, you soon you find the remains, and you know he was there. It must be him. Even though you can't recognize him. No, the Yehuda quotes this. The Shchiach Harbe Nidborim Bayam, and he wanted to say Lamed Beis Shema Regel Shel Acheru Shud Demar Asa Benafal Liyam Dafke Benafal Liyam Chayshinon Aval Benafal Eizen Nor Shein Sfinat Shchichibo Flo Shomane Meolam Shenit Besham Adam Lo Chayshinon Rabbi Nehayu Denafal. It's the same one. We know someone drowned in the river. We never heard in our life anyone to drown in this little tiny river. Never happened before. It must be him. Prove it from Shas. But without Shas, we don't move. Where in Shas does it say? You think, oh, look at Yevamis. Right, look what he says. Agadolim. Agadolim. The Fidas are Ravid, Verazah, Rabba Magid, Shapost Karebi, Psochim Daf Yud. Who learned Psochim about? Who learned Psochim? First parak. Who learned the first parak of Psochim? Raise your hand. So you should know it, right? What psachim daf yud have to do with agunas? Our chachamim, look how they say. What's the case? Arminon. Hi, Eli.
How are you?
Yeah.
Can I give you the values for Thursday?
Sure. Later?
Yeah?
Sure,
okay.
Sure.
Hey, thank you, Sandra. So, as some of you may know, ORA is an organization that helps Avonot and tries to bring kanun pressure down on recalcitrant husbands who refuse to give their wives gittin. And we're having two rallies tomorrow back-to-back in Brooklyn, starting at 3 o'clock and then one at 4 o'clock for two cases. Both of the cases have been presented to Rosh Hashter, who's looked at that and said that we can't
eat. Darinan hainu hai shahabat. Not talking about human beings who are dying in crashes and drowning at sea. Piece of chometz! Piece of chometz! You lost a piece of chametz, and you found a piece of chametz. Oh, it's the same piece. I'm going to do a petikas chametz all over again. From there, they compare chametz to dead people. Only our great chachamim can come up with these beautiful comparisons. Okay. The gam, the das hatur, the shchriya, the isa derabbanan, kurebi, v'shal torah k'rashbag, yesh nafkamina, hirashim betchil show all of kashir, shteitzei nafsho, shekvayotza, misa daraisa. That's what we spoke about at the very beginning of the year. But then he says, no, it should be machmir. Why? Because the neged hai svara haino hai shava, yesh svara hasoseris. What's that? Look at this now. Kan nimtso kan hoya. Losh the gemon ksuba stuff, INA, I think. The royal Omar. Kan nimtso regal zu b'mayim, kan hoysa zel man rab mikonu shnava zel amayim. This leg has been there for a year. What a wapa chiddush in another beautiful chumra. Who argues with him? His own son. Ayin chuvas beno shivas tiyan. Who says, what did you say, daddy? Tati? Go to Lador? What do you mean? The son is arguing. The Bechomok of Shematzinu in Shas and Rishonim Posk. Kanim Tzakan Hoya Hurak Hecha Shalonis Have Ben Tayim Eze Mikra Vesiba Sheroy Litlos Bo Shenasa Mechadosh. Aval nishave is a mikra v'sibo. Bevadai tolin b'motzu, etc. Kein benafal echad l'mayim. V'chakach hutotziu min amayim odam echad meis. Lo shayach lomer sheze acher hu mitam kanetzik anoyo mikona shenafal zel l'mayim. The mistaba tfeli litlos b'motzu. Pesach yadinan bo shenafal l'mayim. Be'ofen shebahai svar de kanetzik anoyo lekes nagles svar as hainu hai shoven. Ach ma'ase hadov yotze vipi kodesh. Adoni Ovi Mori V'Rabbi Zatzal V'Tzarech Ani L'Kabel Dvorov. A good son, even though you and I think that the Shiva Sion is right, but he says, father knows best. Father's got a Lador, I think that's a better chance that he knows best. So we don't yet know, understand, we don't really understand this, but that's what it says over here. That's what it says. He says the Pesach Chuvah could add his piece. He adds his piece. He adds his piece. Look at this. Look at this. I the Kasha from Siflam and Beis. Siflam and Beis. Irish Shlichu Mitzuda Liam. V'lo Tzimtzimu Hamokom Shanafal L'Sham. V'lo Hoya Mokom Mesuyam. Bezelamin Hayno Hayshavet. What do you mean? You cast a wide net. It could have been found 50 feet down. A little place. That's his. That's how he knocks out the Raya from Siflam and Beis. The Raya against the Bach. You have a little word Gam in bold letters by you? I have Gam in bold letters. Yeah? Gam bedaiti hania is the Pesach Chuvah speaking himself. Olup sasi ruid romin yezeh. Lo emna be lahaskepo. Who? The Kasha be shul against the Bach. No de behuda shivasin kilis Yaakov. Kilis Yaakov. Two Kilas Yaakovs, the Gomi Lisa, the Nesivis, and the Gomi Kalin. I think we call that Mishkanos Yaakov. I think it's just a mistaken name. Maybe he wants to call the Kilas Yaakov. Kulam Ratzel Ochiach Meodah Siflam and Beis Tlormina and Haino Haishavad. Ain't a moving. The Eshlomar, the Svaras Haino Haishavad, Haino Haishanimso Rak Hechashanimso Nimso Sholem Kemosha Nevad. In other words, you. He was lost here, and he's found it. Lost and found. The same thing that was lost is found in its entirety. Mashenke bodes siflam and beis shenafal adam sholem liyam vehelu rak regal achas. That's comparable to shas pesachim. He niach eser motzat teisha machlokas rebbe rabbanon. We pasket rabbanon. Fascinating. I the Bach lo nimtza sholem rak atzamas. The same thing. You only found the bones. Oh, lo kashamidi. Keshloma de zedomil hiniach shlosha motzah shnayim bebeitza shalom sugan mesech the beitza daf yud. The masik avashi begozolos mekushara maskinon shem de avidi de mintchi meadadi. So too. By nafal agova rayos ol eish bevade avida de mitchati meadadi she came derecho a rayos for eish lechol abosav lefarikat zamas mashenge benafal liam after lefamim misrami gam kenai de neshichas adogim vechayos eshetit por a regel menaguf eino davam motzui dama de kisim mekusharin zimin de mesakal kitrayam ikom paskinan halacha kirabonan kevin sheino davam motzui rak zimnin. That's what he's suggesting. There it's worse, because you usually don't get detached a leg from a body. He says, wait a second. Wait a minute. He says, wait a second. Buy 10 kikris and 2 kisim, because most of them are not makusharim. We say it's a different one. Because otherwise, who untied it? Fine. It's going a little bit further in this Pesach Chuvah. But here, Pesach Nafal Yom Adam Shalem Ela Regalachas. Afi Armina dehi regal shalacher, hare gam lo acher oisa regal mekusher as leguf. Vakoroshin is have is a sibul is that? Can the only mesh loma, the haino hai shavad? Vihi may also out of his bats much enough for the young. Rak shed a sibul if they're a regal. Alavadai, the lo armina, klal, haino the hai shavad, the nechon, the riak dolem anal, the chosa posha. He tried to slug up the gedolim. At the end of the day, the gedolim win. And the gedolim. We always listen to our Gedolim. Rabosai, we're stopping here. Blinata tomorrow will start Sif Lamed Aleph. In other words, if you look in your Makoros, did we do Sif Lamed? Yeah, 1 second. What's Sif Lamed? Well, Sif Lamed is Nashon Asol Kif Shonesh, which we just spoke about a little bit. Nashon Asol Kif Shonesh. Ah, 1 minute, please. Ah. Yeah. So, just to let you know that in the Pischei Tshuva, which we're supposed to see, Mitam Kam Nimtza Kan Hoya, when you apply the principle of Kam Nimtza Kan Hoya, which is going to be a very major discussion tomorrow, so we'll start really from Lamed Aleph, but we'll come back, we'll flip back a little bit to still Lamed as well, okay? Tomorrow again, 12:15 to 1:24. Okay, you have to get there on time.
Mark Hashem can give you a little recording. Can you get it? Oh, did some of the one you recorded the other day?
Yeah, I recorded it 2 days ago. I recorded this year. It's probably all like he took it from me the same day. He said, I'm putting it online. But he never came back to give me the recorder again.